Intelligence experts are mystified as to how a South Korean-born Sydney man fell under the influence of the North Korean regime and allegedly began trying to sell weapons for the rogue state. 59-year-old Chan Han Choi has become the first person charged under Australia's Weapons of Mass Destruction Act. He's also been charged with breaches of international and domestic sanctions. Police are refusing to disclose who he was allegedly attempting to sell the weapons technology to, but one intelligence expert has told AM nation states would have been the likely buyers. Lexi Metherill reports.
As voters were heading to the polls in Bennelong on the weekend, a case of international intrigue was unfolding on their doorstep. Australian Federal Police were making an arrest in the Sydney electorate of the kind they've never made before. 59-year-old Chan Han Choi is facing six charges, including the first ever laid under the Weapons of Mass Destruction Act.
We believe this man participated in discussions about the sale of missile componentry from North Korea to other entities abroad, as another attempt to try and raise revenue for the government in North Korea.
It's strange because he's not North Korean. He was born in South Korea and has lived in Australia for three decades. AFP Assistant Commissioner Neil Gagan says Choi had had contact with senior ranks of the North Korean regime.
Through the actions of this man and the evidence will be put before the court, the AFP will say this man is a loyal agent of North Korea.
North Korea is nothing if not determined, and presumably there's a very interesting tale of how this person was persuaded.
Greg Barton is a professor at Deakin University.
It is a reminder of decades earlier when some people in the West became persuaded by Russian propaganda and turned to support Soviet Russia or the Soviet Union back in the day. This seems to be somebody coming under the sway of foreign intelligence and being persuaded to act in their name.
Police allege Choi was trying to sell North Korean coal to non-government buyers in Vietnam and Indonesia. They won't say who was allegedly attempting to buy the missile guidance technology. They say they were not government officials, but Greg Barton says it's likely the end buyers would be nation states.
Well, historically, we've seen dealings between Pakistan and North Korea. Pakistan initially being involved in supplying technology, but there are many parties that would be interested in looking for North Korean technology. There's a lot of concern about Iranian missile development. Iran is going its own course and doesn't need North Korea's help. It doesn't mean there isn't some exchange and flow of technological information between the two.
As I understand it, it wasn't nation states that were in discussions. It was companies or individuals.
There are people in the middle brokering on a for-profit basis, so at the end of the day, there has to be a client that wants to actually use the technology, so the end client is likely to be a nation state.
The Lowy Institute's Director of International Security, Ewan Graham, says the case suggests that North Korea relies on informal networks in Australia, as it has no embassy here.
And this may have been as good as it gets for Pyongyang. In order to fulfil that backroom economic function, whether it's over the table or under the table, in this case it appears to have been more under the table in terms of acting as an export platform and a way of generating hard currency, which is always near the top of North Korea's needs.
The Lowy Institute's Director of International Security, Ewan Graham, ending Lexi Metherill's report.